I feel like if you're really thinking about doing it, you should think if you have the capacity to be able to constantly maintain something, because that's really what it is. But if you want to do it, you should do it, because it's one of the best things that I've ever done with my life. I've never regretted any of my piercings or any of my tattoos, and everybody's different.
All right. Hello, friends. I'm here today practicing community and social distancing with my dear friend, Jordan. Jordan is an extremely talented musician and studio artist who moved here from all the way from Las Vegas. What's kind of fun, at least to me, is Jordan and I started shopping at Avanti probably about 3 years ago.
And we spent so much money there.
We spent so much money there. We spent so much time there. How many piercings did we get?
I think 5 or 6.
Like each, right?
Yeah. I think because every time we'd get bored and we'd have a little bit of extra money, we'd be like, why don't we go get this pierced? And then we'd usually either get the same thing or we would alternate. So I'd get my Medusa, and then you would get, what is this called again? The middle one?
It was called the Ashley, is what a lot of people know it as.
And then you'd get an Ashley, and then you got a Medusa, and then I got my nose pierced. It was just, it was a great time.
Oh, yeah, and then I got my other nose pierced.
And then I got my nose pierced again, and then I got my Medusa pierced again.
And then you took your Medusa out, and then I took my lip out.
Yeah.
Then I got my lip re-pierced.
It's a lot of alternating going on.
It is. Would you ever think that I'd be working there and you'd be doing a video interview?
No, I did not.
It's crazy life.
I know, it really is.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I really enjoy artistic expression. I feel like when I was growing up, I always had like an image, or it was its own entity, you know, like growing up, I was just like this one thing, you know, everybody loved my skin and everybody loved my long hair and everybody loved my face and always compared me to like something that they thought was their idea of beauty, you know, and everybody's like, don't ever cut your hair, don't ever get tattoos, don't ever pierce your face, all the time when I was growing up, and I never really connected with that. I never connected with those people, and I just remember seeing like beautiful women on TV all tattooed and like pierced and beautiful, and I always admired them. And every time I brought it up, like say to my mom, everybody was like, don't you ever do that, like you're gonna be so ugly, like that's you know, and it was something that was like frowned upon, and I could never understand why, because I do a lot of art and I love other people's art. And that was just a way for me to express myself, like always drawing or always singing or always painting, always like making ceramics, like doing something. I was always doing something. So by the time that I got older, I feel like I was really able to come out of my shell a little bit. And it did start with piercings, actually. When I was 15, I got my lip pierced and I was like, wow, I feel a little more connected. I feel a little bit more like myself. And then I got a little bit older and I got my first tattoo, which was hair dye on my arm right now, but it was this one. I don't even know if you could see it, right?
Yeah.
So after that, it like catapulted my whole life. Like this is something that I like, my image of beauty and my ideals of how I wanted my body to look. And it's not everybody's, you know, I get a lot of weird looks from people in the grocery store, and I get a lot of people asking me like, what does that mean? And people stare at me. Sometimes they are absolutely repulsed, but it's what, for some reason, but it's what I want my body to look like, because I don't want to look like everybody else, and I want my life and my experiences and my art and my beauty to shine through that other people don't always see. And it did start with body modification. And it's after I started doing all that, that's when I finally started to feel comfortable in my own skin, and I was able to experiment life as my own person, and I was able to break free from everything that everybody else wanted me to be.
That's really cool. I agree. You know me, but not everybody else does. And also, you know, grew up, we're both gingers, and what gingers hear all the time is, oh, your hair's so pretty, don't cut it, don't dye it, don't do anything to it. Oh, your skin's so pretty, don't do anything to it. And it's really hard when you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see and it doesn't look like you.
Right. And then you explain that to people and they're like, why would you? Oh my gosh. One thing I hear all the time is like, people pay so much money to get the color that your hair is. Do you realize how lucky you are? Do you realize, like, constantly. And I'm like, you know, cool for them, whatever they want to do, but you can have it. I don't really want it. Like,
my hair.
I'll take a splat box dye any day. Let's do it. You know? So, yeah, it's true. Especially when you're like, I don't know, I feel like we're a whole new generation in ourselves. This isn't something, you know, they did do it back in the day, like in the Navy, and like the criminals and the people in the military had tattoos, you know? But I feel like that's something that's like, so it was so taboo for such a long time, and I feel like we're finally starting to break out of that because we're actually able to do what we want with a little bit of less question, and like it's a little more normal now. But I think that that's beautiful because we're able to do whatever we want with our bodies whenever we want with our bodies, and I feel like that's beautiful because we wouldn't have had this chance, you know. And to do it, it's scary and it's kind of alarming, you know, because it's something that's permanently there forever. So I guess it's really getting to know yourself and understand what you want and know where you're going and know what you want, you know, because it's permanent now and it's a part of your person. And I feel like that's actually beautiful because you could use it in a positive way.
Yeah, no, I agree. I also think, like, within that light, being a woman, and where just like, what, 40, 50 years ago, women couldn't do anything. Right. Let alone, like, the whole idea of being like, yeah, I'm going to go get my nose pierced because it's my own body and I want to do this is just unheard of. And now,
exactly.
I never even thought of that until you said that, actually, you know, how freeing it is to just, this is my body, this is who I am, and I can make it whatever I want to be, and, you know, other people's opinions don't really matter.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really cool. But you have a history of being brave because you moved all the way here from Vegas by yourself.
I did do that.
And you only knew your brother and his family, right?
Right.
Was that scary?
Not really. I wasn't really scared. You know, that's one of the things is I act a lot on impulse, you know, and a lot of people, you know, not everybody's cup of tea, but I love it. So I've just gotten up and moved without, like, question or comment so many times. So the fact that I was able to do that, like, I really feel blessed and I feel grateful that I was able to do that. You know, I was able to go somewhere and start something new and make my own life and meet my own people. You know, I was able to build a community for myself here. And in the beginning, it was really hard because it was really, really lonely. You know, I didn't know anybody and I felt like the people that I was meeting here, I was so different from them because Oregon and Vegas are like black and white compared to each other. So it was, I had to learn to interact with people in a different way that I've never done before. And I was so young and I was working and going to school. I just didn't know what I was doing. But the one thing that I did know how to do was that I could manipulate my situation into something where I felt more comfortable, you know, and it actually was, it put me into a place where I was able to meet my people. Like, I met you, you know, at such a trying time. And I really didn't think that I would ever, like, meet a best friend, somebody like me. And because I've never met anybody that was into the same stuff that I was into, you know, so meeting you and us going on these adventures and like dyeing our hair at 3 a.m. and like piercing our bodies and like going and getting like ridiculous matching tattoos, like that's something that I love. And I feel like I feed off of it because it's so much fun. And that's, these are memories that we're creating together. And, you know, even if it's seems like redundant in the moment, it's something that we're going to be able to take with us and we're going to look back on it later. Like, we have stories for all of our friends, and if we decide to have children, we have stories for those children and our partners and everything else, because we're creating something new, you know. And even if it's together, we still have that community and we have each other, and this is something that we use, like, to build a connection. Like, this is our bond, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, exactly. It's crazy to think that your decision to just up and move to Las Vegas not only changed your life completely, but it changed mine completely. Like, I think it's kind of a testament really to anyone who's, you know, listening or watching and who's thinking like, oh my gosh, I want to go do this, but should I, like, will it even matter? Do I even matter? Like, what matters at all? But, like, you moving all the way from Vegas to you, like, working at BlackRock and meeting your partner at the time, who I randomly met just by deciding to go work at a crappy restaurant. Like,
right.
All of those choices led to what's been the best friendship I've ever had. You know? It's been awesome.
Mine too.
It's been so fun, and we now have two cats. We have two cat brothers, and so many crazy stories, like our mean tattoos and our tattoos of dead bugs.
Oh, yeah.
And really becoming, I know you've been instrumental in me becoming who I am. Just watching you feel so free in yourself has led me to feel free in who I am as well.
Yeah, I feel the same with you. I feel like that's where my, it started for me, actually, was to meet someone like me, and I was like, oh my god, like, I remember when I first met you, dude, like, oh, just beautiful and put together, and you wear like, little bows in your hair and polka dots, and I'm like, she's killing it, like, she looks so good and so happy, and I'm like, I really, like, I needed someone like that in my life, you know what I mean? I'm like, I need someone that will, like, push me to be better, and someone that's not, like, dressing up doesn't matter, like, you could do it whenever you want, because usually, like, if I did it, like, anywhere else, like, the way that I dressed up, you know, like, obviously not like other people, so the fact that you did it, and I saw it, it was just really exciting, and it was freeing, and the fact that I was able to, like, make you one of my closest friends, and we got to do these things together, like, it really did change so much for me. Like, I don't know where I would be without you, honestly.
I feel the same way. Don't make me cry, okay? I did my makeup for this.
Okay. But can I cry? Because I'm not wearing any makeup.
So I guess then I'm assuming your advice would be to anyone who's considering to do that would be just to do it.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, there is a lot of things that you should take into consideration. Like, when you do modify your body, it does take a lot of work and it does take a lot of care. It's not something that you do once and then you're done. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if you get piercings, something could happen to them. You know, it could, like, mine was just my body. My body doesn't like it, and it took me a long time to figure that out. So I went, my face cost about $2,000, maybe $3,000, for all this jewelry. That my body just doesn't agree with, and that's just my person, and that's okay, but I love the experience. And tattoos too, like, they take a long time to take care of, and after that, like, even though it's in your skin forever, if you don't maintain it properly, it's not going to keep up the way that you want it to, and it is a lot of work, and it is a dedication to your art, you know, and to other people's art and to your body. So I feel like if you're really thinking about doing it, you should think if you have the capacity to be able to constantly maintain something, because that's really what it is. But if you want to do it, you should do it, because it's one of the best things that I've ever done with my life. I've never regretted any of my piercings or any of my tattoos, and everybody's different, but it's just taking solace in knowing what you're doing and who you are, and that you are capable of being your own person, even if it's scary, and even if you get, like, weird looks from people on the street, which will happen. It will happen to you if you do it. And you just have to learn to live with that, and you have to be okay with that, and understand that it's not everybody's idea of beauty, and it's not everybody's cup of tea, and that's okay, because you're making your own life, and you're creating something beautiful, and it's yours only. Nobody else's. Even if you have the same tattoos as other people, it's still your body, and it's still your story, you know.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I would, just whatever makes you happy, if you think about it and you want to do it, I wouldn't let the pressure of other people veer you from that, because it really is a beautiful experience, and it is a learning experience as well.
I agree. Whenever I have someone come in, and they're usually, we get a lot of people coming into the studio, and they're like, I want to get this pierced, but will it look good on me? And
right.
I'm always like, well, do you like it on you? Because I obviously am going to like it on you, because I'm obsessed with piercing, but
right.
All that matters is that you like it. They'll always be like, is this too big? And I'm like, do you see the jewelry on my face? Like, I think big is, like, better, but it's what you want to do. And I always ask them, because they'll be like, should I get this pierced? Like, I wasn't going to get a piercing today. Should I get this pierced? And I always ask them, I'm like, well, what's stopping you? If what's stopping you is that you think your boyfriend won't like it, that's not a good reason. If what's stopping you is you're worried about what your friends are going to think about you, that's not a good reason. If you're worried about like, anything, like, if you're pretty enough, or if you're going to be cool enough, or if you're going to be taken seriously with those piercings, that's not a good reason, because you, I think it's, there's your body, and then there's your soul, and what you see when you reveal your soul is not your body. You know, like, when I look at you, I don't see your tattoos, or, you know, any hair color, or anything like that. I just see you.
Right.
you know? And I think that because you have your you had your piercings and you had your hair colored and you have your tattoos, you feel free to show me who you are. Okay. And that's why you should get pierced, is because it's almost like a key, and it unlocks that ability to be yourself and allows people to see who you are. And it makes you more beautiful, not because you have something sparkly on your skin or you have like a new design. It makes you more beautiful because now you're yourself, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the true thing too, is when I first started getting modified, I was like, I'm not, you know, your long hair, like my hair is down to my waist, you know, like fire head, whatever. But that's one thing that I was stuck on, is like, God, like, am I going to be pretty enough? Like, am I going to be able to find a partner? Am I going to be able to find friends? Like, am I going, because I work in customer service, so it's like, am I going to be able to interact with these people if they hate the way that I look, you know? And sometimes it is a struggle. I've had people look at me in disgust before, you know, when I'm giving them their food, and that it happens more often than you would think. But as you said, it is, once you are comfortable with who you are and what you're doing, you are gonna transform basically like into a new person. At least that's how it was for me, because I was finally comfortable and I was finally accepting myself and my soul and everything that I wanted to do. And I was like, you know what, like, this is who I am and this is okay. And if other people don't like it, I don't really care, because I feel so comfortable. And then you're actually able, when you feel that confidence and you feel that self-esteem and you feel comfortable in your own skin, you're going to be able to create so many more relationships than you would ever even imagine. And the way that you interact with people and the way that you communicate, like, it's going to change, because you're like, you know what? I'm not going to let so-and-so do this and this, because I know that I don't deserve it, because now I have all this, like, I feel like I know who I am now, and I know that I don't want that, or I know that I do want that. And it has made me a little bit more ambitious, because I'm so more like open with myself and what I want and what I want to do. And before, I was totally held back by it. I was like, I couldn't take myself seriously. You know, why would other people?
I agree. I agree entirely. It's such a weird, you know, I was prepping for our interview today, and I was thinking, we're both artists, and we went through, like, for lack of a better term, like a dry spell in creating art, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And what we love, like, you're a musician and you also do studio art, and I am a photographer and I also do studio art, but we had like almost a 3-year gap where we kind of created, but we didn't really create. And during that time, we were tattooing and piercing and coloring our hair and becoming our person. And what I've noticed is just watching you grow and watching myself grow over the past three years, we're actually now creating art, now that we feel like we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like such a weird and interesting and cool concept, just coming from the spiritual realm that is creating.
Right.
And how weird it is that just putting some ink in my skin, or just like putting a piece of metal through my nose, has unlocked this whole world of possibility in me, because now I feel so brave.
Right, exactly.
It's so weird.
Oh, and that's another thing too. Anybody who's going to get modified, please stop asking if it hurts. Yes, it hurts, but you are going to survive. The pain will not kill you. You will be okay, and it will be worth it. And it's, you know, if you get like a piercing, it's quick. It's easy, you're done, it's beautiful. If you get tattoos, it's gonna be a couple hours, you're gonna be in a lot of pain, but it's worth it and it's beautiful. So stop asking if it hurts. Yes, it hurts, but you're gonna be fine, you'll survive.
I think you're an expert on this too, because you do handle pain, not in a not a normal way.
Every time I've gotten a piercing, I said, like, what, I've had 6 on my face. Every single time I get something pierced, I vomit. Every single time. I just go into shock, and then I'm like, everywhere, all over the place. But you know what? It was worth it. It was fine. It was contained. I always alert whoever's piercing me. I'm like, hey, I go into shock. I'm going to throw up. Like, I need Jessica here to hold my hand and probably a trash can and, like, a cold paper towel or something, just so I don't throw up all over the place. And they're always really appreciative. So if you are going into shock like my body does, don't even be embarrassed. It's not a big deal. They see it all the time, but just be prepared if you know it's going to happen, so that everybody's set up for success. Because if you just vomit all over yourself, it's not going to be good.
And for anyone listening and thinking, oh my gosh, is that common? It's not common at all. It's actually highly unusual. I've seen hundreds of procedures, and I've only seen, like, you throw up and then one other person.
Yeah.
And it just is not very common. But if it does happen, you're right.
It's okay.
It's nothing to be worried about. No one ever in the studio. I think that's a lot of things that people can become worried about. I know it's something that I became worried about starting to work on customer service side of things.
Right.
Like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so worried that they're going to think this or that they're going to make fun of me behind the back or, you know, anything like that. Mm-hmm. That is not the case. At least not in our studio. Like, we're always concerned, but we're never like, oh my gosh, that person threw up. Like, you know,
right.
It's so okay. I don't know. I think it's like my biggest fear is throwing up in public. So right. I'm always like, it's okay. If it happens, it's okay. We'll take care of you. We'll get you a snack. We'll get you some water.
Right.
We have like a private area in the back that we'll set you up with where you'll just be okay and it'll be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's totally okay.
Yeah, and piercing studios are prepared for that kind of thing. So, and especially like, if there's a manager like you there and you're like, oh, I got, what, I have freaking applesauce pouches in my purse. Do you want one? You know, like, yes, give it to me. But yeah, it's totally okay. It happens. It might be rare, but that's okay too, because you just got to accept that that's the way that your body works. You know, don't be worried about it. Don't be freaked out. Don't let it hold you back from doing anything. If you throw up, you throw up. It's over in 5 seconds. It's fine, you know?
Well, I think that's the whole part of getting modified, too, is just understanding this is the way my body works.
Exactly, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I don't have any piercings in my face anymore because that's the way that my body works. I'm going to try again later, but I'm not equipped for that right now, and that's okay because that's how my body works.
What are you thinking of getting pierced?
You know, the same things that I've had before that I've taken out. I want to get my... I want to get my medusa pierced, and I want to get my nose pierced, I don't know. I kind of want to get everything. I've always wanted dermals. I've always wanted hip dermals. Like, yes, that would be amazing. I've always wanted my tongue pierced, but I'm a musician, so I don't know if I could sling it, but I still want to do it, so I probably will. Yeah, as you know, everything that I do is a last-minute decision, and it's going to be super impulsive if I do it, but those are just my thoughts. But I might end up getting my eyebrow pierced. I have no idea. I'll just decide on it that day and do it. Yep.
Want to match my eyebrows?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Oh, that's awesome. Normally I copy you, so I feel like...
Yeah, look at you, from starter.
My
habit. Yes, or get both sides of my tongue pierced, too.
Oh, yeah, like me. I do everything in doubles.
Looks so cute, though. I love it.
You. If you were to get pierced again, what kind of jewelry would you think? I know before you did like the lavender opals and you really liked that, and now you're rocking some lavender hair, so maybe the lavender's coming back. But for
lavender's always in.
Kind of neutral, so I'm just curious, what style taste do you think?
I don't know. I really appreciate opal. That's one of like my favorite stones ever. I'm not sure. I really like, I don't know what they're called. I'm not a professional, but, the like stones that you have in your nose right now, like the bigger solid pieces. What are those?
These guys back here?
Yeah.
They're garnets.
I really like that style and that shape, and I like the bigness of it. I hate the garnet color though, because it's my birthstone. I don't know why I hate it. Probably because I'm ginger.
My favorite color.
Probably because I'm ginger and I just hate red for life now, but I really like that. I could do opal or just like a solid colored stone. Maybe like a little diamond or something, but I'm not sure, actually. I feel like it's something that I have to see when I get there and then see how I'd feel, because my body looks so different than it did the previous time that I've gotten everything pierced, you know? So I feel like it would be a learning experience to see what I think that I would be comfortable with in my body with everything that I've got going on without feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm now all inspired thinking about, so these are cabochons, is what they're called. It's a really weird word that looks like cabochon.
Cabochon.
And when I first started working there, I was like, I would just not say it. I'd be like, oh, the cabs, because it's a scary word, and sometimes I'm still not sure I'm saying it right, but cabochon. Yeah, let's get the cabs.
Yes, I love the cabs. That's funny.
Okay. With the opal, that would be so pretty. We had one opal in the studio. We ended up selling it, and I was both, like, happy that it found its home, but also sad because I wanted it.
Yeah.
It was like this kind of, it almost looked like moonstone, but it was an actual opal.
Oh.
And that would be so pretty because it's kind of got like that hint of lavender, but it's more of like a cool blue tone. And then it has like the speckles of white in it. That would be so pretty, like right here.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
I want the quarantine to be over.
Me too.
Well, I guess before I let you go and enjoy the sunshine, because it is actually a really nice day today.
I'm not going outside.
You're not going outside? Oh, that's
I'm not going outside. Social
distancing. You go on your porch.
That I can do.
Go on your porch, get some fresh air.
Okay.
Take your cat.
No. Nope. He's a jerk. He's staying inside. He tries to suicide off the three... live on the third story. He tries to jump off every single time I let him on the patio. I mean, they do have 9 lives, and they're super flexible, but I just...
Oh, Asher does that too.
I don't know what he's trying. He's napping right now. You want to say hi to Jess? Look, we're on a video call. Look. Say hello.
Okay, so before I let you guys, is there any last pieces of advice you wanted to leave any of our listeners with?
I don't know. Just if you want to do it, do it. Don't think about it too much. Have a good time. Enjoy life. We're all going to die. So just do what you love and love what you do.
That sounds perfect. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You
and I'll call you later today, not on Zoom.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Thanks for interviewing me. I feel so special.